Maybe the toughest part of applying for a Stellar grant is telling the cities apart. They've all got committed citizens, bold new ideas, a real plan for the future, or so their literature will tell you. So as he started his speech to the vetting team this year, Mayor Todd Barton knew he had a singular task: set his town apart.
You see, our Stellar proposal is different. It isn't merely about things people see on the surface. That's not it. It's about substantive change, true transformation.
There's not much that's unique about the sit-down part of any Stellar presentation. There's lots of maps of how the city would be transformed, architectural drawings of the shiny new amenities the city wants to add, and speeches from interested stakeholders. In this case, everyone from the president of Wabash College to the mayor's summer intern who's grown up in the city. The best pitch may have been the most blunt. The mayor noted he was the only one of the three mayors in Crawfordsville's category who's guaranteed re-election in November because he's unopposed. In taking away uncertainty about grant stewardship, every little bit helps. But the crowd still needed to leave the third-floor conference room overlooking the city's downtown and get into the city as fast as possible. And all that's required for that is a bus to carry the state officials and a portable microphone to talk to them at a number of stops along the way.
Hello.
The bus stops at a rundown hospital just north of downtown that the city is refurbishing after 31 years of vacancy. And as the passengers disembark, the mayor hands the microphone over to Sue Ann Ford, who grew up just down the street.
My son was one of the last people born here. I was born here, my father was born here, and my son was born May 10th, and they closed June 1 of 84.
Ford is one of several community stakeholders who meet the bus during the final hour of the presentation. At each location, a small group of people, many holding signs explaining a part of the plan or offering personal anecdotes, approach the state officials and tell their stories. As the bus gets to the Wabash College campus alongside a biking trail, Park Board President Dale Petrie walks up the three steps into the bus and addresses the vetting team.
We have a beautiful trail to ride on, but it doesn't connect to anything that people would do if they come to a trail, like eat lunch or eat dinner, those kinds of things. And so that would be a wonderful boost to what we already have here. Appreciate you coming and hope you give us all great consideration. Thank you.
Later, back downtown, Wabash professor Sarah Drury stands in front of a vacant lot and muses about the possibilities the land presents.
What I think is really pivotal about this site and this example, as well as some of the other sites that you went to, is that it reflects the desire in our community of citizens who came to these community conversations to want to improve the downtown community, to have public spaces for gathering, and additionally, to have more events downtown.
After 3 hours, the city's time expires, and it's up to the mayor to wrap the day up. After starting the day with a platform of uniqueness, Barton closes with his other linchpin: authenticity.
We can provide an experience here for our residents and our visitors that others have to try to copy. And it's here. It's the real thing. We just need some help to push it over the edge.
Though Barton insisted his city's plan is not about handing out trinkets or creating matching T-shirts for everyone on the team, there were still gift bags from a local sweet shop for each vetting committee member after the tour ended. Bill Kanya, now the executive director of the Office of Community and Rural Affairs, helped the town of Wabash win a Stellar grant last year. He says he was looking for cohesiveness as he toured Crawfordsville.
To me, the important thing is the planning that goes into it and the fact that a community is able to align its assets with its vision. Far too often we see communities throwing mud against a wall and trying to see what sticks just because they really don't have that alignment. And in this particular case, I see that alignment is pretty strong.
This year's grants are a little different than in years past, not in the number given out. There are still just two of those, but in how the cities are classified. Crawfordsville is vying with Marion and Decatur in a grant for cities with at least 6,000 people, while Dunkirk and North Liberty hope to be this year's Stellar designee for towns of fewer than 6,000 residents. This year's winners will be announced at the Indiana State Fair on August 17th. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.